Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to talk about the season, the time. No, I'm not talking about the holidays.
What?
Cuffing season.
I don't want to talk about it.
But I have genuine questions. As a man, a single, eligible bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Can we discuss that?
Smart.
There, 5280 magazine here used to do like Denver's hottest bachelors. I don't know if they do that. Or if
you
they
never quit. Got called one?
Well, I mean, I was married forever. But
okay.
Like,
Right. Would be from
that old hang up.
But I wasn't a fanatic about it. Here's my question. No, I can't. It's like, you guys, I cook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nice guy. I know it doesn't seem like it on the radio. Like, it's wild to me.
You really look out for your people.
I really do, but I don't think anybody believes that.
If I'm saying it, it's true.
I know it's weird. If Erica's like, she's not being paid to say.
No.
But it's like, it's weird how uneligible of a bachelor I appear to be in the Denver scene.
In my free psychoanalysis of you, believe that you are so comfortable and good with where you're at.
I'm really, well, here's the thing. I'm not.
But you read. That way. You don't read.
Oh.
Hold on. What?
Your analysis is way off.
You have the confidence of someone who's like, yeah, if I find someone, I find someone. If I don't, like, who really cares?
Here's the real truth. I'm trying to not come off as the desperate guy that every guy really is deep down inside.
Yes.
I believe, I don't remember if this was in a show I watched or maybe we said it in this room, but like women legitimately, I feel like women just don't need us. They don't.
We don't.
And like, there are times mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, T-Hack is going to do things. I guess I have to fend for myself all day. And I bet she's like, woo. And like, when it's the opposite, you're like, oh, like,
yeah.
I'm going to miss her all day. Like, you don't, we're a necessary evil to them and they like take us into their lives. But we're like, please, God, please love me. Please, mm-hmm. please love me. I need you.
Yep.
So I'm trying to repress that.
Who kind of
feeling?
Who do you need me to be? Who do you want me to be?
Right.
I'll be it for you.
Oh.
Yes.
Because I can't lose you.
Men read, like, if men in their natural state read desperate.
That's so
we legit do.
Like, I worry I am the man in my relationship then.
I don't. You are.
Dane, like, makes lists of, like, and what do you need to bring to work tomorrow? Lunch? Here's what's on the menu and like lays out what I need to bring for lunch. I'm not kidding. This happened yesterday.
You are the luckiest human on planet Earth.
Drown.
You are, yes.
It's amazing I made it this far prior to him.
Drown. How'd this water get in the house? What's going on, Dane?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God. But anyway, thank you for the compliment. Yes. I am faking that. I think to a certain extent, I'm not saying I'm an imposter or whatever, but the other thing is, and I don't want to get into this, but no, I mean, in my personal life, between my mother and where my kids are at, like, like my mother is there's a lot more going on with my mom than I ever let on the show. So it's like, I don't even know if I am dateable right now.
Like, you're not sure if you have like quite the time for it.
Correct.
The
it's like
capacity.
Having the kids every other week and then my mom being in the mix in a lot of different ways or whatever. It's like, I really would love to date somebody, but it's like, it feels kind of unfair to go, hey, we should date. But like, there's about 400 times when I'm just going to blow you off.
I don't think that makes you undateable. I think it makes you a good person. That is like another tick in the like, he's an eligible bachelor. He's taking care of his family.
But not if you want, like if you want, because this is cuffing season.
Yes.
If you want to cuff, I'm not going to be able to cuff that much.
If you only want to cuff.
If it's temporary.
For the fact of having a cuff, yeah, that's different. But if you're like a long-term partner, wouldn't you want someone who would drop everything to make sure you're okay?
But you'd want them to do that for you. And if I've already got three people in line in front of you.
Fine.
Noah, me, and mom.
No offense. At your age, that makes sense.
I guess.
But do you think he could lead with that? Could he be open about that, like on a date and say, look, I got to let you know you will not be my number one priority for a while, unless it's really.
No, but again, you know what I'm repressing? They would be 100% my one number one priority. I'd be like, ha.
Oh,
like
I see.
I just want to grab something. But then it's like the second I get a phone call, it's like, oh, sorry, got to go.
Oh,
no, that's fine.
No, that's so gross. I don't want to do that to anybody.
No, but there's so many women out there who like being a stepmom is their goal.
Shut up. No,
there's a whole thing about divorced dads circulating the internet right now and how they're hot. And it is because of Tinks.
Tinks is doing that? I've talked so much trash about her.
Right. She's like, I want to date a, you know what?
She's after maybe a zaddy? You should date
Tinks. She's like, I want to date a divorced dad next. Because she thinks she'd be a good stepmom.
Yeah, I don't want that. I know, I'm just going to say this.
Man,
I'm going to say, okay. Like, I don't know how to say this the right way. Of course, you want somebody that would step into that role and be good with your kids. But if you're like, I want to be a stepmom, it's like, no, you're with me.
Well, right.
And you might glean off of my children sometimes. But if you're coming in with the mom energy, my kids have a mom.
And they're like not six.
They're not children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like... Yeah. Teenagers.
Well, my real question here was going to be, do men cuff intentionally? But I think we found something else.
I'm desperate to cuff.
Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.